Hello, my name is Rosemary Cooper Clark, and I'm a leadership coach and consultant. And in this recording, I'm going to share with you how you can increase the productivity from your training by over 60%. And this is by adopting three proven researched approaches after you've sent your people on training. How many times do you send somebody on a training course and they come back and they say, well, that was really interesting, and they're all fired up about what they've learnt, and then after a period of time you realise that nothing's actually changed? Well, I've recently been reading an article that proves that if you follow one of three approaches, then you will get the value from that training. The first is that training has to be incorporated into personal development goals. At the end of the training, the trainee needs to sit down and just assess, what have they learnt? What does it mean for them? What actions can they take? And how will everybody know? And this ideally should be in a personal development plan. The second piece of advice is that training is best absorbed in small chunks and with subsequent coaching, because intensive training requires the brain to hold a lot of information, and without the follow-up coaching to keep reminding and refreshing on the key learning points, it's very unlikely that the trainee has got any chance of putting it in practice. There was actually a 1997 study that showed that productivity from training is generally about 28%. But if you have follow-up coaching to the training, you could increase the productivity by 88%. And the third tip is one to do with the leader's role. Because if they can sit down with the trainee and find out what they've learnt, what they want to focus on, then they have an opportunity to constantly refocus that trainee's views on what they're doing, remind them of the learning and the behaviours. Because adopting new behaviours takes time and energy. And if the leader is supporting the adoption and reminding and gently steering, then the success is far more likely to occur. The article that I was referring to is called The Neuroscience of Leadership by David Rock and Jeffrey Swartz. Because as Peter Drucker says, we now accept the fact that learning is a lifelong process of keeping abreast of change. The most pressing task is to teach people how to learn. Until next time, goodbye.